gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
Headlines worth talking about.
So, how y'all doing? Let's see. What's in the news today?
Headlines are brought to you by Kriegel Mesh. You can check them out at KriegelMeshDiamonds.com. And as we get to the holidays, guys, you can get twice the size engagement ring for half the price of all of those big box stores. You can check them out at KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Eggs.
I was thinking
when we're on remote,
this.
Bob never knows his microphone, or never pays attention to his microphone, so he just said, it was a very random, like, eggs.
Well, there's a plate of eggs. There's hams, beer, and eggs being served here at the Columbia
eggs.
Club.
I actually had you turned off for that. Sorry.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I figured you did.
I've learned.
Just out of nowhere. Yeah.
I was thinking about this over the weekend because you keep telling, you know, everyone that you need to go out to Kriegel and get your engagement rings to pop the question for the holidays.
Correct.
What happens if you pop the question on Christmas and she says no?
Well, don't,
like,
you kind of know,
like, a
going
backup
in?
Gift?
Don't did you know your wife was a lock for a yes when you proposed?
I was about 98% sure.
Josh?
Yeah, sure.
You were 100% sure it was a lock. Yeah. Yeah, I think if you're doing it, like, how many will you marry me's end in a no?
But maybe you're rolling the dice on Christmas because You're not sure they're gonna, but Christmas is like a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's true.
So
yeah.
You could be thinking that's the time to do it because you can't say no on
can't
Christmas.
Say no on
yeah,
Christmas.
It's almost
maybe
like
they do.
Using
I don't know.
Your holidays
I don't know.
To your advantage. That's not cool.
I
well, yeah,
that's not
you
cool,
got
but,
to. Yeah.
You know.
Either way,
leverage when you can.
I have no idea why I was thinking about that this week.
All right.
There you are. Chiefs and Rams are set to go tonight.
Is that tonight?
It is. It's tonight. Sure. It's been kind of talked about throughout the week.
What is that game? Is that Arrowhead?
It is not. It was supposed to be in Mexico, but apparently they couldn't get the grass fixed in Mexico, so they moved it to L.A.
Right.
It's a crazy story if you'd like me to recap it for you.
I'll have to search the interwebs for
grass last week.
Interesting. Oh, by the way, Patrick Mahomes likes ketchup. I don't know if you caught that
last
week as well.
On his eggs. You can get that at the Colonial
on
Club.
His grass.
That is right. But the NFL giving a little bit of preferential treatment, maybe? To one of the most anticipated games of the season. They have assigned an all-star officiating crew. Referee Cleet Blakeman will only have two members of his regular crew. I love Cleet's work, by the way. Cleet does
a nice job, yeah.
One of the best in the business, Cleet Blakeman. But he'll only have two members of his regular crew because the NFL approached it the same way they approached a playoff game, and they assigned officials based on their performance rather than seniority and just sending a crew. So we are getting the best of the best when it comes to officiating tonight.
Well, I like that. I like the fact that the NFL is treating this as a marquee, huge game because it is a marquee, huge game. Number one, you got the holiday week, so a lot of people are off. They're going to enjoy this game. Number two, you have the two best teams, arguably, in the National Football League, the best in the AFC, and a case could be made for who the best in the NFC is right now with the Saints, who have won 9 in a row, or the LA Rams. But both teams are 9-1. We've not seen a matchup this late in the season between two teams averaging 33 or more points per game like we're seeing with the Rams and the Chiefs tonight. It's Monday Night Football. It's on the Hollywood stage in Los Angeles. I mean, this is a big game, and I appreciate that the NFL is treating it as such and even assigning big-time officials to make sure that the officials don't mess up this game because, as you guys know, the last thing we want to be doing tomorrow morning is talking about the official screwing up a call that ultimately cost the Chiefs a game. You know, you don't want that. So kudos to the NFL for trying to get involved early and be proactive instead of their normal reactive and acting like nothing to see here happened.
Well, guys, when I think of a big game, I think of referee Cleet Blakeman.
Right.
I think of umpire Ramon George.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure as my down judge, I want Dana McKenzie.
Right.
For sure, the line judge has to be in a big game, Rusty Baines.
Oh, Rusty Baines is one of the best.
Dale Shaw at the field judge, there's nobody better.
No.
Brad Freeman is your side judge.
Right.
Absolutely. If you have a back judged game by Tony Steratore, you're doing some things.
Now, let me ask you this. When was the last time you knew any of the officials' names going into any game?
And then if I want a replay.
Is it Jim Lapatina?
Nobody hits rewind like Jim Lapatina.
Lapatina's doing the replay tonight. We got Lapatina.
So
It's a lot.
I think we got this thing handled.
Yeah, Lapetina is he hits the rewind button faster than anybody has ever hit.
Little known stat, so fast. Chiefs are 13-3 when Lapetina is behind the replay bar.
Yeah, I like it. That's a good one.
His review calls are 10% lower than anybody else.
I like it. Lapetina.
He's really fast.
Lapetina, man. Back in my day, you had Jerry Markbright, you had Johnny Greer, you had Red Cashin. You had.
There was only Jerry Seaman on every game.
Jerry Seaman was doing games.
He was
games.
On every game.
Back in our day, you knew who these referees were. Now they rotate through them so fast, you don't know anymore. But I know we got Blakeman, and that's
about
good.
About Topeka Seaman.
That's correct.
Unfortunately, there won't be any pregame for the Chiefs night, but you can catch the Arrowhead Pride halftime and postgame on Facebook Live. Reason why? We're going to have K-State and Mizzou basketball tonight in the Paradise Jam. That gets going at 6:30. But you guys talk
had
about...
Had to get... When you get Missouri and K-State together, it can't happen anywhere else but the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Right, the Virgin Islands.
That's where it all comes together.
You've got to take these games off the mainland and out of the country. Is this the U.S. Virgin or the British Virgin?
This is the U.S. Virgin Islands. Okay. This is the only place you can settle this thing.
That's right.
Is it the Paradise Jam?
That's right. Play it down at a casino hotel.
So be sure to catch the halftime and postgame show over on Facebook Live.
Postgame will be on 610 Sports Radio, halftime on Facebook.
There you go. See, I'm just sending you wrong information. But
that game will be long over by the time the Chiefs get
there. The NFL clearly excited about Monday Night Football, Chiefs and Rams. I'm excited about Chiefs and Rams. I don't know about you guys. I think the rest of the fans are.
Been excited for a month.
If you listen to the players, holy crap, listen to Todd Gurley. He sounds excited.
I don't know. It's going to be cool. Kind of wish it was Sunday night. Kind of messing up our bye week, but it's cool. NFL got to do better.
Well, that Todd Gurley. Get you fired up for Monday night.
Boy, is he ready to go. I like that.
Cool. It's going to be cool.
It's kind of messing up our bye week. I wish it was Sunday night.
I got a tea time, man.
We got Thanksgiving, and we got things going on. We don't have time for a Monday night game.
What is the 100th anniversary? I don't think anybody ever gets to that. It's the centennial, right?
I believe so.
Sure.
Yeah, well, happy day 100 of Barry Watch. Eric Berry has not set foot on a practice field in 100 days. So there you are.
Well, the good news is he could be coming back next week after the bye. So that's the good news.
And his core is good.
D Ford and him are doing some nice core workouts.
Yeah, well, D Ford cleared that right the hell up for us. You'll hear from him coming up in about 10 minutes from right now. Hey, by the way, I don't know if you heard about it from yesterday, but Alex Smith's leg injury, that was gross.
Here comes the blitz. They come clean. Alex Smith under heat. He's steamrolled at the 40-yard line. And Alex Smith is hurt. Alex Smith is hurt. He clutched his right knee as he went down, and he is hurt. He's hurt bad, man. Look at him. He's in a lot of pain. He's got his hands over his face. I think he realizes that this is a serious injury. It was the corner coming clean. And
it's his ankle.
Looks like his ankle. Looks like he could have a broken ankle.
No, he does have a broken ankle. It's a broken ankle.
It was not a broken ankle, actually. It was a broken tibia and fibula. So Alex Smith done for the season.
It is not a tumor.
Yeah, as far as I saw, like, he had surgery ASAP.
And yeah, that's one of those.
It was done. It was done within like an hour after
that's
the game.
That's one where they just take you right
in.
Yeah,
they took him right in, man, and they put him in the stretcher, in the thing with the blow up on the ankle, and boom, he was in right away. And I'm not laughing at the injury for Alex Smith. I'm laughing at the call of the guy talking about it on the air, because the one guy's trying to be like, well, you know, it could be a broken ankle. The guy's like, no, that's a broken ankle. When you see that thing dangling, it's 100% a broken ankle. Yeah.
Here's Jay Gruden after the game.
I haven't seen anything of the injury. I know it was very painful for him and heartbreaking for a lot of people. You know, he's a great guy and a hard worker and key leaders on his football team. So these things happen in pro football, unfortunately. Just hate to see him happen to a guy like Alex. But knowing the type of guy he is, I think he'll bounce back.
Always nice to get the sympathetic tone from your coach after the game. Deshaun Watson was on the other side of that field, though, and Deshaun Watson speaking about the injury.
It's tough. I mean, I never want anyone to go down, especially at this level in this game. You know, you work so hard to kind of prepare for each and every Sunday, and you never know when that play is going to happen. So, you know, being a guy that went through injuries and was out, you know, I just pray for him and just make sure that hopefully he can come back and it's not too serious.
Mm.
Thank you, Deshaun, for picking up the compassion card that Jay Gruden left on the on the bathroom floor.
I mean, it's Jeez. Unbelievable because when I was listening to Jay Gruden, it reminded me of an old boss we used to have, Josh, who I'm in the delivery room with my second child, and he's texting me, "Are you working tomorrow?" I mean, like that's the compassion card that we're dealing with Jay Gruden here. The guy broke his ankle. Gruden's like, yes, I really didn't see that.
Did you go into work the next day?
I did not, no.
No. I would not allow Bob to.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's too bad for Alex.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a new football coach in Lawrence, Les Miles, introduced as the head football coach at KU over the weekend. And if there's one thing we know that Les is going to do, is he's not going to take days off.
I am going to work hard. I'm going to enjoy the kids that I coach. I'm going to hire a staff that is experienced.
There you go. So Les Miles going to work and enjoy the kids and hire people.
Well, Ryan, I don't know about you, but he checked all the boxes. We got a hard worker. We got somebody who's going to enjoy the kids and somebody who's going to hire a staff. We got him.
Right, Les Miles, though, he has some lofty goals for KU.
This place is a recruiting class or two away from being a very special football team.
It's going to have to be a pretty damn good recruiting class.
Yes, it is, because they have, one guy under scholarship for next year coming in the recruiting class and no seniors? Is that what I'm looking at?
The December window is going to be pretty big.
Yeah.
So the name recognition and getting out and talking to people turns that right away. It might.
Do you think it will be a December to remember for Les Miles?
Oh, could be. Yeah. Could be. Mm.
A December to remember recruiting event at the University of Kansas.
It's going
to
be lovely. It's going
to
be lovely.
Has to be.
I think December to remember is probably trademarked with somebody. Maybe, so yeah. I don't know.
Trademark pending on that. Hashtag trademark. The Browns doing a little bit of outside of the box thinking. There was a report yesterday that they had interest in interviewing Condoleezza Rice. For their head coaching vacancy, Condi weighing in via, what is this, Facebook? Yeah, that's Facebook. Condoleezza Rice putting out a statement on Facebook. "I love my Browns, and I know they will hire an experienced coach to take us to the next level. On a more serious note, I do hope that the NFL will start to bring women into the coaching profession as position coaches and eventually coordinators and head coaches. One doesn't have to play the game to understand it and motivate players, but experience counts, and it's time to develop a pool of experienced women coaches. By the way, I'm not ready to coach, but I would like to call a play or two next season if the Browns need ideas."
I like the idea. I like it because it's different and it's outside the box. And you've heard me for so many years talk about the shallow pool of coaching candidates that is out there in the NFL, and the same retreads and never heard of them get hired, and the same guys run through the ringer as head football coaches in the NFL. I like the fact that the Browns thought outside the box a little bit. You know, it may be on paper not the best hire. I don't know. But she's a leader. She knows how to motivate people. She's had great jobs, obviously, and, you know, heads of committees on national and international levels and running, you know, departments inside the White House. That's the type of leader that you need for an organization. And everybody was laughing at, you know, Condoleezza Rice. But I looked at it and went, I appreciate the fact that the Browns are thinking outside the box and just not going with goatee ball guy who coached offense somewhere.
Now, I have a conspiracy theory on this first, but also, did anybody consult Pat Dye? Because
that's true.
He was not
right?
a big
yes.
fan of Condoleezza. Everything she learned in football, she learned it from a book.
Right, right.
I have a conspiracy.
That's a great Pat Dye impression, by the way.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was good. Almost
John
as good
Dorsey
as
just. John Dorsey just wanted to sit down with Condoleezza Rice.
That's a great conspiracy.
And so he interviewed, like, real candidates. He's like, you know what I've always wanted to do? Sit down with Condoleezza Rice. So here's my opportunity. I'm going to invite her in to be head coaching candidate.
Right.
I'll invite her in under the guise of that. I just really want to sit down and talk to her. I find her fascinating. I would like to pick her brain on some things. I'm gonna sit down and talk to her. Here's my opportunity.
And I think we're also seeing, though, like John Dorsey realizing it, to be a head football coach, it really isn't about the X's and O's. It's about being a CEO and running a great organization, and that's what the head coach is about. And so I appreciate John Dorsey for being bold and thinking, you know, differently than all these other guys are going to talk to the same five people and hire the same five people year in and year out. Great
I love
move
Blake's
by them.
Theory.
It's a great theory. Headlines brought to you by Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. You can check them out at KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
I always wanted to meet Jay-Z. I'm just going to interview him for
that. Yeah, exactly. You know, who you wanted to eat dinner with or whatever? Maybe you couldn't set something up with Condoleezza Rice before? Like, hey, want to interview for a head coaching job? You know, wink, wink, nudge.
Yeah,
nudge.
Sure.
Come in, let's sit down and talk. He's having a career year and dropped by the drive on Friday. Hear from D Ford next.
morning.
Back in, we are live on location this morning. Colonial Club and KCK, come by and say hello. The tailgate can never start too early for the matchup
tonight. You never want it to start too early, no.
This game we've been waiting for so long. I feel like we've been tailgating for like 3 weeks now. 322 North 6th Street, come by and say hello. Breakfast is underway. Our buddy Pope was here. He had the ham and eggs and bacon and all kinds of stuff.
And when you say ham and eggs, you mean ham's the beer.
That
and
too.
Eggs.
Yeah, yes, hams yes, and yes. Ham and bacon. I saw there was some protein on his plate, and yep. I'm not sure he was breathing. He just inhaled that entire dish right in front of us.
Dude flew in from Indianapolis at 5:30 this morning to be here for the show.
So there you go.
Congratulations.
Dedication.
His arms are very tired. When you fly in from Indianapolis at 5:30 in the morning, yeah.
Well done.
Very tired.
So come on out. I feel like that we busted that one out in a while.
That was good.
That's a good one.
I like how you're crawling over each other to get to it,
too. Yeah. Are his arms tired? Tell me they're tired.
Colonial Club at KCK, 322 North 6th Street. Come by and say hello. We'll be here until 10 o'clock. D4 dropped by the drive on Friday. The Chiefs linebacker who's having a heck of a season. Boy, if he can get to the quarterback tonight as well.
It's going to be big, Josh. I'm telling you.
Getting Justin Houston back alongside him. Man, I thought those two were so good in the last game that I love to see the combination of the two of them now moving forward.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully a healthy Justin Houston, and then D4 continue to do what he's doing.
Is that your pet name for him?
Yeah, that's right. He's like a baseball guy. It's Justy. And D Ford having a career type
in baseball. What is Justin Houston in baseball?
Houston?
Wow.
Houston. He's probably Houston. Yeah, I think he's probably Houston in baseball terms. But, yeah, to have those two guys together is going to be big. And, you know, that was one of my keys, as we talked about in the 6 o'clock hour, to winning this game is holding Jared Goff to under 70% completion, because when they do, they tend to not fare as well. And so the way you do that is you get to him, you disrupt him. You don't necessarily have to rack up the sacks, but the quarterback pressures, the quarterback hurries, make him throw the ball when he's not ready, when the receivers aren't quite open yet, force them to be rushed on offense. And I think you can pick up a win against the Los Angeles Rams. And I think D Ford is a big part of doing that tonight, Josh.
So D Ford's playing on the final year of his contract, making good money.
Yeah, nice money.
Could
sure.
make big time money next year. But he has said, right? Heard him say money was not a motivator.
Right.
And he talked to the guys on the drive about that. If not money, then what?
Just being great. That's been my number one focus. And you hear things. You hear things, and we'll all be lying if we say we didn't feel it. You know what I mean? Yeah. You feel those things, so.
You mean you feel like the things that you hear?
Yeah.
Fans and people social
yeah.
media.
I mean, this is
guys
a very.
Like us on the radio talking about.
Yeah, like earlier, you struggled your first 4 years. That's the narrative.
Yeah.
The truth is I sat behind two potentially Hall of Fame players. You know what I mean? As the way my turn. And my first year, my first verdict was 2016. I got hurt. Came back. I even came back, played well 2017, got hurt. Now we're here.
So he did play behind two really talented guys.
But those guys were never healthy. I mean, there was always room for Justin Houston or
yes.
D Ford
yes.
or Tom Bahali
yes.
to have a starting spot. You know, there was never – like, those guys didn't play from whistle to whistle those years that D Ford was around. Tomba was injured. Justin Houston was injured. Then Tomba was injured. So D Ford always seemingly had a spot to go in there and play. And it sounds like to me, while he may be speaking in reality terms, it's a little bit of excuse-making that's going on, you know, with D Ford, that I didn't really get a chance to play and then I was injured. But that's part of the deal. I mean, guys lose gigs in the NFL all the time, Josh, because they can't stay healthy. I mean, it happens a lot. You see a lot of players in this league that you go, man, what would have been had that guy been able to stay healthy? And D Ford was trending as one of those guys up until this year, and now he's been able to stay healthy. He's had that position locked down, and he's playing really good football. And yes, it does take guys a long time sometimes to bloom and become a very good player, you know, in professional sports. But, you know, in 1955, that's okay. In 2018, you want to see results yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no time anymore to wait on players like there used to be.
So he's one sack away from his career high, and that
correct.
Was that came in 2016. So he's got a huge opportunity to blast through that in the perfect time. And if money doesn't motivate him, that's great and fine. Present him a contract then.
That's very minimal.
Very team friendly because he's going to have an opportunity to majorly cash in.
Absolutely. I think if he hits the free agent market, he's going to be a guy that is going to get a nice chunk of change. And, you know, that's what the Chiefs have to decide, who they want to franchise. Is it going to be him? Is it going to be Chris Jones? I mean, you're starting to get into a situation now where you're going to have to pay Tyreek Hill money that he wants to be paid to, you know, to play in the NFL. So there's a lot of things that are going on right now, you know, with this football team from a money standpoint that maybe we weren't thinking about at the beginning of the year. Because I know at the beginning of the year, you were very, very much in the camp of, hey, let D Ford go. Now the way that he's playing right now, you really would be kind of short-sighted to let D Ford go at this point in time.
Yeah, and I might have to redo my math.
Yeah.
Figure out how the pieces are going to fit, because you might, if Justin Houston gives you what he gave you in the last game only, if that's him now moving forward, the impact he had in that game, well, you might have to make room for both.
Right. You may have
I was thinking,
right?
There was only going to be the opportunity to have one of those guys, and you have Breland Speaks, and you have Tano Passanioda, who you drafted at those same type of spots. And I was thinking, well, one or both of those guys are going to have to step forward. Maybe you find an avenue for D Ford and Justin Houston to still coexist if they play together in tandem, like we saw for a very short one-game period of time in the last matchup.
But I think also, too, when I look at D Ford and I look at Justin Houston and I look at that position, how much money can you conceivably tie up in one spot?
It's a problem.
As good as Justin Houston has been this year, as he was yesterday, I should say, or last week for this team, as good as he was last week, and if he can continue that up, I still think you're talking to Justin Houston, hey, bro, you got to take a pay cut, man. We want to keep you around, but we can't keep you around at that $20 million figure. That's just insane right now, especially when we may have to pay D Ford, may have to pay Chris Jones, may have to pay Tyreek Hill, and we got a couple of younger guys out there too.
D Ford's been working out with Eric Berry. Would not necessarily, though, give the guys from the drive a timetable on Eric Berry's return.
I don't know. I mean, I enjoy being around my brother every day and just enjoying his spirits. We don't involve ourselves. I know one thing. I just did a very groundbreaking core workout with EB yesterday, me, him, and Steven Nelson. And we break bread every day and make each other better as players and as friends. And so that man is taking a step every day of his life to get better. He wants to be on the field. So if he's not on the field, it's for a reason. So everybody can get over that. He'll be back.
So you're guaranteed he's going to be back then?
I don't know, but he prepares every day to play this game. So whenever he comes back, you know that it's time for him to come back.
There you go.
He'll be back, and everybody can get over it. So you're saying he'll be back. Well, let's not get carried away.
It's a process, day-to-day. Still day-to-day.
I love these athletes and this mindset that they have. Either they're great liars or they really do this kind of stuff that nobody else does. If you're working out with Eric Berry and you're D Ford, aren't you going, hey, when you coming back, bro?
Hey, you look ready.
Like, when you coming back? Like, talk about, the guy at your office who's been out sick for a while. You call him, hey, when you coming back? You want to know when, you know, people that you work with or people that you go to battle with, like D Ford, when you coming back?
So athletes just don't ask that question that everybody
that
else
question?
In the real world would?
Like, everybody's walking around going, when's Eric? Wait, 100 days! Are you telling me that D Ford has never once went up to him and go, hey, spirit animal, we want to break bread, and by the way, when you coming back,
maybe he knows if they're sitting on the yoga mat, namaste. That he just knows. He knows the date.
And do you think Physioc's in that yoga class,
it's
too?
When Eric Berry's ready. So, jeez.
So when you come, I don't ask that question, but he'll be back. You shut your mouth. So he's coming back. Well, we don't know.
We don't know. Don't commit to anything, D Ford. It's probably a smart plan on your part. You can check out the full interview with the guys from the drive, D Ford. It's 610sports.com in the on demand section. Former Chief Ryan Liljus played in his share of big games. We'll get his thoughts on tonight's huge matchup coming up next.
He'll be back.
You're guaranteed he's going to be back then.
I don't know.
Fesco in the morning. Again, we are live at the Colonial Club at KCK. Come on down, say hello, get yourself some breakfast as well. Getting set for Chiefs and Rams tonight.
Hams and eggs.
Hams and eggs, yep. As Bob has been advertising. I see a hams, and I've seen some eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. You can put them together and get your hams and eggs today. Chiefs and Rams tonight. 7th Street Casino Arrowhead Pride halftime show on Facebook Live tonight, and then postgame right here on 610 Sports Radio following Chiefs and Rams. You'll be able to weigh in on everything you see tonight on the field tonight here on 610 Sports Radio. Time now to check in with former Chief Ryan Liljo, who joins us. Played in plenty of big games, did he not, Fesco? So
I think so, yeah.
Anything as big as, well, I guess he did.
A couple of Super Bowls or something.
This is pretty big, though, for a regular season game, Ryan.
Yeah, this is a big one, man. It seems like it's taken forever to get here. All week long, all the talk about the field conditions and moving the game. There's a bunch of hype around this game, man, obviously. And that's kind of bizarre because they're not in the same conference, and they've got one thing in common though: they're explosive on offense, and they've got some stars on defense. They can both rush the passer, so it's going to be an exciting game. Monday Night Football, baby.
When you played, man, and you had games like this, and I don't know if you ever had one magnitude like this or 2-9-1 teams or something like that, but when you knew you had a big game, how do you get up for a big game like this versus an ordinary game on a Sunday at noon?
You know, you get up for them all, man. You don't really buy into the hype. And honestly, it's probably a normal game for most of those guys. I mean, look, they're in the building all the time. There's not flat-screen TVs and sports talk radio all over the building. They're getting ready to work. They're preparing for the Rams. And so it feels like a big game for us as fans and media. But those guys probably look at this thing as, we got a road game against a good team. You know, back in Indianapolis, we play the Giants, and it'd be Peyton versus Eli, or play the Patriots or something, and that would get hyped up. But honestly, it's a big game. They're all big games. At this point in the season, you know, we're getting around Thanksgiving. You know, you're not only you in the hunt, but you're getting chased. Denver beating the Chargers yesterday was a nice nice gift. But, yeah, this is the time to put the pedal on the metal, man. You know,
does it start to get like a different feel at this time of the year to the season too when you're playing? Like if you're the Chiefs right now, you're sitting at 9-1. Is this kind of the time of year where like guys actually start to recognize that they're in the midst of something pretty good going on?
Yeah, I think so. You start to realize who you are and what you're good at, and your identity kind of comes into form a little bit, and you know your body also starts hurting, and you start playing that war of attrition game. Which I think the Chiefs is in my benefit. You get Sammy Watkins coming back, and it sounds like Eric Berry's close to getting on the field. So that's awesome timing. But yeah, you know, this is one of those games that you want your best players on the field for. There's no excuses. You know what you're good at. You know what you're not very good at. In the Chiefs' case, they've been improving on a lot of areas, especially defensively, and that's timely with this offense coming in. Todd Gurley is scary. So it'll be a great test for this Chiefs defense and their run defense in particular. If they can do well on first and second down and get these guys into some third and long situations, try to rattle off a little bit. Their pass rush has kind of come alive. Chris Jones up the middle. I mean, that's the recipe at this point. So, you know, you feel like everybody's getting better. This time of year, you know who you are. There's no excuses. Just go play. Try to execute the game plan.
Do you see anything besides a high-scoring affair tonight?
Yeah, I mean that's pretty obvious that there are probably going to be some points, but you know, Monday Night Football, big game, bunch of controversy moving the game around. I mean, these guys were in Colorado, I guess, preparing for Mexico City's elevation, so they've been moving around. You know, you see some turnovers that can slow down that offense a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, these teams are too good offensively. You've got probably two best offensive coaches in the league right now with an extra day here to prepare. And, there's going to be some points for it for sure.
No doubt about it. We're talking with Ryan Liljo here on 610 Sports Radio. And we all have our thoughts on what has to happen for the Chiefs to get a win tonight. When you're looking at this game, like from a player's perspective, what does have to happen for the Chiefs to get a win tonight?
We got to do something about, Gurley, because he's leading the league in every category as a running back, and he kind of makes that thing go. If you can somehow contain him again on first and second down, which, you've shown glimpses of doing that with Johnson last week. Now he makes his out of the backfield. Gurley's capable of doing that, too, so you got to key in on him. And then, again, if you try to get this team in a third down, Chiefs got one of the best pass rushes in the league right now, Their quarterbacks, their defense is playing better on third down. They do a pretty good job. You get them in third and long, I like the Chiefs' chances. Try to get after Goff. Maybe make him throw the ball to you. He doesn't do that very often. He's only thrown six picks on the year. But that's the secret, I think, offensively, or defensively, rather. And then offense, man, you don't want those interior guys to get going. You don't want Donald and Sue to get any steam, especially early in this game. You got Ryder in there. You got Wiley in there. You're missing three guys on the interior. So it's a patchwork group, but they've played together the last few weeks, and they've done a good job. You got to move the pocket. Run some screens. I don't think anybody runs screens as good as Andy Reid and the Chiefs do. Slow down those guys and try to get in the rhythm. Keep Patrick Mahomes clean and try to get him outside the pocket, man, because he's, you know, he doesn't get rattled out there. Obviously, he does his best stuff out there. So get him out there, move the pocket around, and don't turn the ball over.
You mentioned Denver getting that win yesterday, and that was just unbelievable how that happened, with especially with Rivers doing whatever the hell he did there after the two-minute warning and only taking 2 seconds off the clock and spiking that ball. When we see dumb plays like that and quarterbacks make boneheaded decisions like that, how much did you take for granted playing with a smart guy like Peyton Manning, knowing he would never put you in a situation like that?
You know, that stuff matters, and mistakes in football – can add up. I mean, you talk about Rivers. You remember that? It might have been a Monday night game, Bob, against us, 2010, and they fumbled the snap. I mean, I think they were going to kneel and win the game, and they fumbled the snap, and Andy Studebaker gets in there and recovers it. I mean,
yep.
The thing about the league is you don't have very many opportunities to win games, especially division games. They matter so much that if you screw up a play like that, it can haunt you the entire season. So that's kind of the good thing, the cool thing about football, why it's unique, is that, you know, every play, every single snap, every penalty, every possession really matters, because you don't get very many opportunities. So, having a smart guy behind center is important. Having a smart guy on the sidelines is important. But you got to be smart all over the field. And, you know, that's one of the things that if you want to criticize the Chiefs, the penalties, you know. Mm-hmm. And some of them are junk. Quite frankly, but man, there's been a lot of flags, and you want this team to play smarter football. That's their only weakness right now that I can see. So, and this is the time of year that you harp on those penalties. You know what you're doing. If you keep making the same stupid penalties at this point, there's something wrong. So, hopefully they revert back.
A lot of the penalties we've seen are along the offensive line. Having played the position, are they easily fixable?
Yeah. I mean, they're subjective is what they are, Wing, and it just seems like there's a spotlight on some of these guys this year. When Mahomes gets outside the pocket, you got to react. It's not Alex Smith. You know, he gets outside and runs and goes, and he keeps his eyes downfield, and you got to stay between him and the pass rusher. So, those things are kind of new, playing with a dynamic QB like that. You're not used to maybe guys busting out as much, and then you get called. Again, they haven't been flagrant penalties, or particular holding penalties, but they are what they are, and they still hurt your team. They usually can kill a drive. With this offense, it takes more than a penalty to kill a drive. But those are the kind of things that midway through the season you tighten them up. You try not to make those mistakes again.
All right, Ryan, the big question of the week, obviously, what do you got planned for Thanksgiving?
Strapping on the C-bag, man. I'm smoking a couple of turkeys. And, we do it right, man. We've got four kids here, and so the list has grown every year. Now I think we finally have more children at this deal than we have adults, which is weird. I'm gonna have to double up the macaroni and cheese recipe, and probably not buy as much red wine. So, but this is a great time of year, man. I mean, it's gonna be mid-50s. I might be able to get in a round of golf this week. We got football on Thursday. Saints Falcons. It's awesome, man. You gotta love Thanksgiving.
Did love it. It's the best holiday in the world, my man. You got food. You got booze. You got football. What more could you want?
Perfect, man. It's America.
Yeah. Which table do you sit at, the kids' table or the adults' table?
You know, man, I like to carve the turkey. I like to refresh the wine. We don't do a big formal. We don't have a table big enough for this crew. So it's basically anywhere you can fucking soft spot the land and someplace to put your plate, that's where you're going.
That's
so I might have to go down to the basement and round up some more chairs. It's fun, man. It's about family. You know, it's about being together and being grateful for what you got. And anytime you be reminded to be grateful for everything in this life, I love it.
I do too, man. I love the holiday. Love you, Ryan. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Back at you, buddy. You guys be good.
All right, you too. Happy Thanksgiving. That's Ryan Lilja hanging up the phone faster than Gary Pinkel.
Right, you told him you loved him, and he just hung up on you.
He's going to go strap that feed bag on. He got to go. Or get the round of golf in.
Yeah, or get the round of golf in.
Which one he was faster to today. Right, yes. Might have been the round of
golf. Can we end all of our interviews by telling our guests we love them?
Yes, you know what? I think I'm going to start doing that. Who is our next guest, Ryan? Who is next?
We have Danan tomorrow at 8:30.
Danan, I'll tell him tomorrow at 8:30 that I love him. Yeah, I got no issue in telling Danan that, too. So, yeah, I'm good with that. I'm absolutely
can't wait for Ned next year.
Love you, Ned.
It's going to be great.
Hey, Ned, we're starting a new deal where we tell everybody at the end of interviews we love them.
We missed it with Sugar Ray Leonard.
Yeah,
we missed the boat.
So did he.
We missed the boat on saying, telling Sugar Ray we loved him while we could.
He'd have slept through it anyway.
But, no, I could see Ned. Here's how Ned's going to handle it. I'm going to say, Ned, we've got a new thing in place this year. After every interview, we're telling our guests we love them, and Ned will be like,
All right. See you guys later.
Who do you think will have like the biggest like taken aback approach to it after we tell them we love them? Who do you think it would be? No, Ned would just let it just whatever.
He's
fine,
like, yeah, whatever.
I don't care what you say, man. It doesn't matter to me.
I think. Well, we don't have him this week, right, Therese?
Yeah,
because we really throw him off of that one. I think.
Yeah. All Therese, right, Therese, we love you.
Therese, we love you.
Just say love you, honey, at the end of it. Just go.
Ryan brought it up, big game, but now some breathing room. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a bad thing for the Chiefs. We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the morning.
Back in, we are live this morning, Colonial Club and KCK. Breakfast being served. The bar is open.
Oh, the bar is wide open, my friend.
So you can get your hams and eggs.
That's right.
You've been pitching.
Ryan, was that a real beer that you just cracked open back there, my friend? Or was that a sound
effect? If you can't tell, why should I?
Right, that's
you're in the studio by yourself.
It gets a little lonely back here at the intercompound when
that's
you guys
true.
Are gone.
I guess. Hey, if you want to bring the kiddos by for breakfast, too, before school, feel free to do that. You guys are scrambling around looking for a place. Some schools are in. Ours aren't this week, Josh. In Shawnee Mission, we're very fortunate to have the entire Thanksgiving
week off.
You've got to have
that whole week off.
Got to have it off, so we're very fortunate. I mean, more so for the teachers, obviously, than it is for the students. I wish there was a way that we could give teachers time off and still send the kids, right? Like, is there like some kind of roundup they can have for the children that we could just send them to school?
That'd be great.
And still give the teachers the much-needed time off?
Yes, that would be great.
Let's look into that.
We understand you need a break.
Right, yeah. So do we.
We don't need your kind of break. Ryan talked about it. Big game against an NFC team that, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't really matter.
Right. That's like, what I like about this
it
game.
It is just another game. That's why it's perfect. It's a huge game, but it's not a huge game.
Right. It's a huge game, but at the end of the day, it's
kind of that perfect. It's not like an exhibition.
Right.
It counts.
Right.
And there are some implications to it,
sure.
Obviously.
I mean, if you lose, then you give back what you gained yesterday. Yeah. And
But coupled with the Chargers losing yesterday and dropping to 7-3,
right,
you got a little cushion.
Yep.
We had
Pittsburgh barely won yesterday.
We had New England, losing.
Right.
Prior.
Tennessee promptly came out late in yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. That shocker, right?
Couldn't see that one coming.
It is so week to week, so you have to remember those things. Chiefs had their bye week next week.
Right.
This is the perfect time for me to have the big game to keep your attention.
Yeah.
Right? You've seen what others have done. You have an opportunity here. You have a big game. You have a marquee game. You know, you're playing Arizona this week. I mean, I'd be thinking, oh, man,
coming off, like, if the games were flip-flopped and we had the Rams last week and Arizona this week.
This one would be like, uh-oh.
Going into the bye, going into Thanksgiving.
I would hate
this
it.
You're right. That's a
I
good
would
point.
I would hate it.
Yeah, that's a great
this
point.
This one's got all their attention because it's huge. It's big. Everybody knows it's big.
Yeah.
It's Monday night. All those things that go into that.
It's the perfect pre-Thanksgiving bye game.
And then they get the bye week. with the holiday.
Right.
And it's perfect. They won't be looking ahead because you got this big matchup here. And then everything has fallen in line, too, so you have a huge opportunity tonight. Couples, it just makes this, I think, just a bigger dynamic to the whole thing. But in the end, they lose this game.
You don't lose any ground in the AFC. It's not an AFC loss. I mean, I don't think they're going to lose this game. I've got them winning 38-37 tonight. But, I mean, even worst-case scenario, you lose the game. You don't lose any ground. You really don't. You don't lose any ground. Now, maybe from a divisional standpoint, and then the San Diego game becomes a little bit more impactful than it is today as we're sitting here, you know, if they end up losing this game tonight, which I don't think they will. But you go out there, and even if you do lose that game, you're still first place in the AFC West. Mm-hmm. You're still first place in the AFC.
Check.
You still hold all the tiebreakers, you know. So this is the type of game that you really want, because it's going to be so amped up. Everybody's so fired up for this game. Everybody's so excited for this game. And when it's all said and done, whatever team loses, either the Rams or the Chiefs, you really don't lose a whole heck of a lot. You're still able to maintain everything that you've accomplished so far, you know, this season. But, yeah, but you still want to win this game because everybody's going to be talking about it. You want to take the reins of being the best team in the National Football League. And that's really what's at stake tonight. If the Chiefs win this game tonight, they become, hands down across the board, the number one team in the National Football League. And everybody's looking at them going, okay, that's the number one team. That's the best team. The Chiefs are number one. And everybody's talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. And it would be cool to be in that position where you are the definitive number one team. Now, the Saints may argue with that if they've won 9 in a row and housed the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday by 41 points.
Yeah.
They may have something to say about that, but they don't have the head-to-head matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs, and maybe we don't see that one until February in Atlanta.
I like it as well, because this is an opportunity to play for fans as well, and like all of our opinions and thoughts and see this team go up against one of the other best marquee teams at this point of the season and find out exactly where you are. We think we know a lot about this
Sure.
team. I think the defense has gotten better.
Yep.
But they have an opportunity here to
big opportunity for them
to show themselves a little bit tonight. Have you gotten better against the run? Can you keep a guy in check that's one of the best runners in the NFL? Can you go toe to toe with an offense that's going to score points? You know, you have an opportunity to kind of win some people and give you that. Okay, all right, stretch run, let's go. So I think for this. For a lot of reasons, this game is just fascinating
to me.
Well,
it is, and I think if they go out there tonight and they hold Goff to under 70% and they hold Gurley to under 100 yards, you cannot complain about the defense anymore. You just can't. If they go out there and they hold this offense down and they do their job against the Los Angeles Rams, there is no more narrative that these guys can't play defense, because they will show you that they can play defense. I know there's still a little trepidation, Josh, of people saying, well, they did it against Arizona and against the Browns and against the Bengals, and it hasn't exactly been murderer's row in these last months or so. Fine, I get all that. You got murderer's row tonight. If you hold the Rams down and Goff is under 70% and Gurley's under 100 yards rushing, then this defense is legit, and it is a Super Bowl-winning defense if they go out there and they do that tonight.
A great way to success is to check your ego, and it happened here. We'll explain next.
Fesco in the morning.